I have pressed the red button.
Hooray!
Hooray! Now recording.
Now we'll say something else. Okay.
Something else. Okay. Yeah, there's the samurai said.
Hooray!
Nobody else has joined yet. It'll just be the four of us.
I can dig it.
Can you dig it? Oh, he'd hear about something that's much more horrible, but would be kind of tempting.
Uh-oh.
I think it's tomorrow. You, too, could buy tickets to the live Pat McAfee show in Pittsburgh, where he will be giving away $1 million worth of prizes.
Uh-oh. Man, every step of the way you lost me, and then you finished with the $1 million worth of prizes, and I was like, tell me more. I'm greedy.
Yeah, yeah. It's called The Big Night Out with Pat McAfee and friends. Oh, it's not till Wednesday, April 9th. You got like a whole month to prepare.
Oh.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow. That's what's tomorrow.
What do the tickets go for these days?
He said that the cheap ones would be $20. The most expensive tickets are $100.
Oh.
So bargain priced.
Man, I went from 100% out to really considering this.
Yeah, right? I heard it today and I'm like, for $20.
Yeah, it's not that too. I was like, Ian, do you want to go see something you don't enjoy at all for $20? I was like, yeah, I kind of do.
Yeah, I saw he made an announcement saying that they are going to give away $1 million in prizes as long as, you know, you have a ticket and are inside the building.
Oh, yeah, that's me, buddy. I got both those things, ticket and inside.
But yeah, tickets go on sale tomorrow.
All right. Oh, jeebus.
What day of the week is? It's a Wednesday night. Wednesday, April 9th. We'd have to skip the show to go see Pat McAfee.
You're talking him into it more.
Shucks.
I probably am talking him into it more. There's your birthday extravaganza right there.
That's what makes it so reasonable.
One night in Pittsburgh. I mean, you know, we get a hotel room in the Berg. We drive down Wednesday afternoon. We Pat McAfee. We spend the night.
Jeez, I just don't like him at all, though.
Maybe hit the casino real quick.
Oh, man. But still, Pat McAfee, I don't know. Maybe he's better than I think.
Oh, I'm sure he's not. Oh. It's listed as a comedy show, so I don't know what they're doing.
I'm super intrigued.
It's at the hockey arena. It's at the PPG Points Arena. PPG Paints Arena. All right, you think about it. That was my other pitch that I forgot about until right now.
I'll give it some legitimate consideration.
Yeah, it's the Big Night Out. Tickets go on sale tomorrow.
Sorry, tied in for the win, by the way.
Hey!
After actually opened the channel.
Ah. Mm-hmm. That'd be why Samurai was the only one in.
It was for a while.
But yeah, I heard that today, and I was like, ugh. He really grates up my nerves after about 10 minutes. But for $20 and I could win prizes.
Yeah, it sounds like, because it's... Pat McAfee and friends. It sounds like he is emceeing.
He said there will be special, guests that would be very exciting. So I'm assuming he's going to have somebody, from the Stillers or something show up.
Yeah, he's probably going to have some B-tier comedians.
Maybe he can have Chris Boswell come over. He's the best player on our team. Have you seen all the memes where it says Boswell's just going to kick the ball down the field to Pickens and Metcalf?
I have not.
That's been pretty funny. You're like, and Boswell, we trust. Just let him kick the ball down the field, too, though. I'm like, we could go worse. All right, looks like it's going to be an intimate show tonight.
Excellent. I'm very drowsy. I'm getting very excited. Many, many yawns already.
Oh, yeah. I've had several myself. It's 10 after. All right, let's just roll this thing through, and then we can talk about Pat McAfee.
Okay.
Welcome to the 455th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. You put a zero in that, it'd be MASH. No, it isn't. That's the 77th, isn't it?
What?
Dang. Isn't there... Wasn't there a... I screwed up a joke there. MASH is the 4077, yes. Not the 4055.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there one that has a double five in it? What's the other, rival mobile hospital they bring up now again?
Man, it's been way too long.
There's always, one that comes up over and over again.
This is true. It's been too long. I can try and Google it, but I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
What are you guys referencing?
MASH.
The TV show MASH.
It's
Nope.
Mobile Armory Surgical
you go
Hospital.
Go ahead, enjoy.
Right?
But I have nothing to contribute.
Yeah. Well, the show is based on the 4077th, is what the hospital's
That's their unit
designation
number.
Is.
Yeah.
And there's another one not too far away that they are constantly in rival with. That's all. And he's trying to remember the number. I have no idea.
All right. Anyway, not important. All right, so this is the show covering March 12th through the 19th. So happy St. Patrick's Day on Monday, if you will be celebrating that in any way.
Woo!
And your 7-day 4-star crit of the Titans. Yeah, the 80-55th. Ah, see? It was I thought 55 was stuck in my head for some reason.
Yeah, but
anyway,
that wasn't the one in the show, but sure.
All right. Anyway, this week you have Nico versus Hawkeye. What's her name? Kate?
Yeah.
Kate's her name, right?
Yes.
Did you trifecta your way to victory?
I very much did. She's a, very good one-on-one character.
Trifecta.
Very, very successful.
I just get excited every time I make trifecta happen, and I'm like, trifecta!
I like this as a rare, all three the same builds. So good on us.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's the right build, but
what do we have?
355.
355s. Oh, look at that.
I think that's a correct build, too.
Oh, good on us.
We're the champions.
Yeah. Back in the day when our hearts were full.
Next week, you've got Maria Hill versus Coulson and a mystery guest.
Oh, Peggy Hill.
Maria Hill's really good. I think that shouldn't be that big of a problem. Ian has a 333. I don't know.
It could happen.
It could.
I'll give it a look. We'll see how it shapes up.
They should have done a show that was just Cotton and Khan. Just those two characters. I don't know. Anyway, in Storyland, you've got Deadpool Versus is running down. Mystique, Sabretooth, Shards for the new character we'll talk about here shortly. Placement is Captain Britain and Crystal. In the Space Ghost season, that'll get you Emma Frost, She-Hulk, and Sidewinder. He's also kind of new.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. All right. We got new character.
Is Sidewinder in the news?
Did we not already do that one a couple weeks ago?
Oh, we talked about him. But, hey, after we go through the other news, let's talk about Sidewinder.
All right. Do you want to do that now?
Sure. Let's do it first.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, good idea.
So, hey, Sidewinder just came out, very short time ago.
Correct.
Hey, how you liking that nerf? They nerfed him last week because he is way too strong, and they made him a little less way too strong.
Okay.
From my understanding.
So he was way too strong to medium too strong?
Yes. He's still too strong.
Okay.
My opinion. But, and Reddit, what I saw, nobody liked it. Everybody was like, what are you doing? You always take nerfs too far. And in this time, they really didn't. They nerfed him a little. And in my opinion, I'd give it another notch. But, I'm probably in the minority on that one.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what he does, but I do remember running into, a fully, powered up one in PvP and losing in, turn one.
Yeah.
And I don't know what happened.
Yeah. He enhances match damage to a level that is insane.
Yeah, I just remember a move happened, some cascades happened, and my team was wiped. And I was like, that wasn't fun.
Exactly.
I'm sure also unpopular, but there's getting to be too many combos in PvP that you can just lose instantly with. And it's getting even less fun than it ever was in the past when I didn't enjoy it before. So, meh.
How are the supports in PvP? Have they been added?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, buddy. That's why you can lose so fast.
Oh, so way better.
Yeah, there will be often the ones that do things right away or give people a bunch of AP right away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in turn you can just lose in turn one. Powers fire, things happen, and you don't even get a turn.
Okay. Yeah, last time I checked in on the internet, it seemed pretty angry about something called the leapfrog, and I was like, I don't know what that does. They're like, I don't know. Breaks PvP, and I was like, I don't play Puzzle Quest that much. I've been resting, conserving my energy.
There you go. All right, shall we move on to Hobgoblin then?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Do it, Doug.
All right, now I don't read Spider-Man. I have no idea who Roderick Kingsley is.
He's a hobgoblin.
I've never heard of this guy ever. But in any case, he's a 5-star new hobgoblin. It appears that he will be fed by both Taskmaster and Scorpion. All right, what do we got here? Oh, Ian, prepare. There's a lot of words coming up. the first power, the purple, is called Decoys and Doppelgangers. Cost of 6. Create one 3-turn decoy repeater tile that will fire a random pumpkin bomb.
Pumpkin.
I can't talk. Pumpkin. Pumpkin. Remember, we've been through this. Pumpkin. This, you know, pumpkin. Fire a random pumpkin bomb effect from New Gob, New Tricks, which is his other power. Passive, at the start of the battle, create a decoy repeater tile. Whenever Hobgoblin would take more than 2,259 damage, and there's a decoy on the board, reduce the damage by 100% and burst heal him. So starting out turn one, he's already going to not take damage. And then for 6 purple, you can keep redoing that. As you go up in level, that burst healing goes up to 21,936 burst. That's a big burst.
Yeah.
And you will be creating 2 tiles at level 5. New gob, new tricks. This is where it's going to get dicey. Black, cost of 8. Create 3 basic tiles, converting each into a 3-turn pumpkin bomb countdown tile with different effects based on the tile color. At levels 2, 3, and 5, the pumpkin bombs become stronger of various, let's see. At levels 2 and 3, yellow, red, green, and black become better. At level 5, yellow, red, blue, green, and black become better. But at level 4, you're creating them as 2-turn tiles instead of 3-turn tiles. All right. The purple pumpkin bomb. They steal 2 AP amongst Hobgoblin's strongest colors. The yellow pumpkin bombs create 3 strength 164 yellow attack tiles. Those will go up to 2,078 in strength. The red pumpkin bombs deal 2 hits of 1,085 damage, maxing out at 14,236. The blue pumpkin bombs will stun a random unstunned enemy for 1 turn, and then at level 5 at 4, 2 turns. The green pumpkin bomb deals 354 team damage and destroys surrounding non-friendly tiles. Destroyed tiles do not deal damage or generate AP. As you go up in level, the damage to the team increases. Black pumpkin bombs create 2 strength 171 black strike tiles, which at level 5 and max out at 550 go up to 2,232. So I thought it's interesting that you got one power that does this and the other power also does that.
Yeah.
So it seems weird that you've got 2 different ways of generating all these bombs. And then the third ability behind the schemes is blue. It costs 6. It says choose to bide or exploit. If bide is chosen, add 1 turn to the timer of every friendly countdown or repeater tile and fortify up to 2 friendly countdown or repeater tiles. If exploit is chosen, reduce their timers by 1 and deal 177 plus 89 team damage for each tile reduced. Passive, whenever a friendly countdown or repeater tile reaches 0, deal 523 damage. Going up in level, you will be fortifying 4 tiles, dealing 4,617 damage plus 2,310, and then dealing 7,698 in the passive part when they reach 0. So he's really about fill the screen with bombs and have them all get to 0 and go off. But you can make them last longer to try and make them do more later. Kind of wacky.
Yeah. And fortify them.
Yeah. Correct, sir.
Hmm.
So I don't know that the first power, I'm assuming, is going to be your 3. Because, you know, no one likes burst healing.
Yeah, but doesn't that first power also make the second power go?
Well, it's going to do that anyway.
Oh, okay.
It's just whether or not you create 1 decoy repeater tile or 2 decoy repeater tiles.
Okay.
But you're getting that damage that reduce the damage by 100% either way.
Okay.
So I would think for 6 purple, I would think 3 is probably enough there for me, since your other 2 powers are your damage powers.
Right. That seems reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how this develops.
Yeah. I'm sure someone will find out some... I don't know. What's all the characters manipulate countdown tiles nowadays? I mean, does that still do things with Coulson and such? That used to be...
Carol and Coulson?
Yeah.
Back in the day. I enjoyed that. I used that. That was before someone invented Rocket Group Polaris Juggernaut.
Yeah. So the, what is it? The Coulson-Hawkeye combo of making blue. Yeah. seems like it could be very dangerous with your hobgoblin here, because his blue... Wait, which one's his blue? I can't remember, man.
Blue is behind the schemes. That's where you either reduce their timers or make them longer.
Okay, sure. So yeah, Coulson and Hawkeye creating blue, and you just reduce all the timers all the time. That sounds... I don't know. I might have to try that out.
All right. Let's see. We missed that. There is a legendary token and place rewards in Deadpool Versus. That finishes up tomorrow, however. In Cosmic Chaos, running the 13th to the 17th, legendary token and placement rewards. There, the versus is called No Treats for You. No Soup for You. That is... Oh, apparently that is over. Never mind. That ran the 9th through the 12th. There is the Gliding Doom store. That finishes up tomorrow. Chance to get him there. And then there's the Carved Terror Vault that ends on the 19th. That's going to run the 16th to the 19th. Where there is a legendary store token there. The Tricks Only Legendary Store running the 16th to the 19th. 15% chance to get 5-star Hobgoblin, 5-star Green Goblin, and 5-star Peter Parker. So if you want to max them out, spend some CP starting on the 16th. So there you go. That is, I already forgot his name again. Roderick Wadowick. Wadowick. There's that for a while. Wadowick. Let's see. Oh, in the What's New MPQ, they gave us a teaser, Ian, if you're sitting down for the next character.
Uh-oh. I'm fully braced.
All right. Let me.
I didn't actually see that. Yeah. Okay.
It's way at the bottom. All the way to the bottom. Coming on 319, there's a new 4-star. The clue is Unseen Sanctuary. Mm. So, I don't know. Hidden House? I don't know. You have to assume it's got to be... On something new for the Daredevil TV show, but I just don't know what there. Did you guys watch that yet?
Yeah, I was just going to ask. I did.
Yeah.
I have not.
I didn't watch today's. That is today, it's coming out Wednesdays, right?
I don't know. I watched the first two.
Yeah.
It was okay.
And I still maybe love I'll check it out after this.
Kingpin's still good.
Oh, Kingpin's by far the highlight.
So nice. Good.
D'Onofrio's a good actor.
Yeah.
He's entertaining.
Well cast.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, Ian, you check that show out, and maybe we'll talk about it next week.
Sounds good.
Okay. That's all I got in the news, except in, local news, people. A lease has been signed so that Shaq's Big Chicken is definitely coming here to State College.
I am definitely not enthusiastic.
I'm going to definitely go try it.
Yeah, you are. Tell us about it.
So when it opens, it's got to be better than Cane's. I mean... Cane's just bland and boring.
Did you ever try the new fish and chicken place?
No, I have not made it over there yet.
So we've been there twice since the original, and it's better.
Okay.
Like, we went there a second time, and I'm like, ooh, this actually has flavor this time. And then third time was just as good as the second time, so.
Are you getting chicken each time, and your wife's getting fish, I assume?
So far, that has been the case, yes. The fish has been good every time.
Well, I mean, she's English. She has to get fish and chips. Right. I mean, it's kind of the rule.
Yep.
Yeah. No, I figure one night on my way home when I don't want to make dinner, because I stop at the Weiss there frequently, I will just go next door and buy some fish and chicken to bring home.
Right.
Willie, do you have anything in the mailbag after your hiatus last week?
Oh, we government certainly holiday. Do.
Maybe Trump sent him home for a week to save some money.
I don't think so. No, we've got a couple things. First off, UNC Samurai said in board game news, Grand Rapids, Michigan held a live-action Hungry Hungry Hippos tournament. A team puts someone in an inner tube, hands them a laundry basket. I'm getting the link here in the Discord. And slides them out on the ice, and they try to collect balls before the team pulls them back in.
Okay.
What?
I support that. Seems fun. Depending, I don't know how many other people are being launched out. So if there's an element of danger there, I'm a little on board for that too.
Well, they're all on ice, so I think there is an element of danger.
All
right. It looks like they're all wearing sweatpants on the ice, so they're instantly soaked.
Yeah. Oh, hey, it derailed you.
Uh-huh.
While he mentioned board games, Ian,
what up?
I don't know. Maybe Ray does. Do you have any interest in going to Gen Con in Indianapolis this summer?
I'm working on it.
We're going to have to order badges soon and get hotels soon, I think, if we're going to go.
I think I have too many plans. I don't know. I'll have to check.
I don't even remember what the dates are. I have to... August 1 through 4, it appears.
Yeah, I don't know. I might be in Maine. I might be just getting back that day from... I can't do these things. I've already got to go to Pat McAfee.
There's so many things to do.
So
oh, wait,
many.
Maybe that was 2024. July 31st to August 3rd is this...
That's even worse.
Next link is telling me.
All right, well, also in the mailbag,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. We got something from our very own Terrified.
Oh, I remember him.
In regards to the board game bracket, he says, I can't believe that you did not give a shout out to the best movie with Go used as a plot line. I didn't know there was one, so I appreciate you pointing this out. And I've seen this movie, and it's a good movie. He says, Knives Out explains the entire movie in a 20-second clip while they were playing the game. It's all about building up your personal empire while dealing with small skirmishes. Go for the win.
Nice. I've also seen that movie.
Yeah, I don't remember going, to be honest with you.
There you go.
Okay.
There's an image from the movie in the Discord.
Yeah, and another derailment of other board game news. Ian, yep. I acquired a copy of that Lord of the Rings trick-taking game to play.
Oh, did you?
I did.
Nice.
So we should play it sometime.
I would like that. Unfortunately, my friend Craig hates board games, and he probably won't be interested.
Possible.
Very stubborn, that man.
I understand the rules of this one without breaking out a 48-page manual, so slightly more likely.
Sweet, I'm in. Count me amongst the players.
All right, well, that's all I've got. But, hey, there were a couple things. So thanks, Willie.
Thanks, Willie. But first, you should tell us who won the bracket as we talk about games.
Sure. So even with Terrified's vote... Chess moves forward with nearly 70% of the vote.
Wow. Landslide. Yeah. All right. Well, that was the left side of the bracket, Chess being the Western champion. This week, however, we will have Ian talking about Trivial Pursuit and Ray talking about Scrabble in the other Eastern bracket. Ian, hit me up.
Trivial Pursuit is the best of the board games, because it provides the perfect balance of trivia knowledge with the six categories that it has in play. And it rewards a balance of knowledge. It's a game that can be played in teams. It's a game that can be played individually. It just has such a wide arcing questions with a lot of different specialties, variants of the game. 10 thumbs up. You should definitely pick Trivial Pursuit.
Okay.
Raimondo.
So it is going up against Scrabble. I don't know. One of the original word games. How long has Scrabble been around? Quite a while.
Yeah, a long time.
I mean, that in and of itself should get a few votes. It's a classic. And as long as you avoid your two-letter words to stop people from playing other words, which drives Ian insane, it's a pretty good game.
True story.
I enjoy Scrabble now and then. Like I think Ian said last time, it has spawned many different word games of similar make that you can download on your mobile device or whatever. Yeah, there's a lot to Scrabble, and it keeps your mind sharp. Learn how to spell, etc. So yeah, there you go. Vote for Scrabble.
Boo! Reading is lame. Vote for Trivial Pursuit.
If you're in the Discord, it appears you will be selecting a wedge for Trivial Pursuit or the letter S for Scrabble. Please vote. And remember, folks, if you filled out your bracket way back at the beginning, we're almost there with a winner. And someone will win some prizes. I can tell you, it won't be me.
Nor I.
Yeah.
We're all rooting for Ray, though.
In case you're wondering, it won't be me.
It won't be me.
God, I love Charlie.
Cheer up, Craig.
Don't be sad. What happened to that little boy I used to know? I don't even think I know the words to that song, to be honest with you. I always fast forward through it. So I'm like, oh no, cheer up, Charlie, fast forward.
Yeah, it is a slow part of the movie.
And when I turn on like the listen to a movie.com, if I put it on at bedtime, I'm always asleep before Cheer Up Charlie even hits the airwaves. So
that makes sense.
Yeah,
watching her stir laundry in that big kettle, giant and it's bucket. All weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thank you.
Yeah, the kettle's laundry.
Get to the chocolate factory already.
And from the sound, like, she's got to be doing laundry for like 1,000 people. Like, there's a lot of laundry in that
absolutely.
Place.
Absolutely. It is like, definitely an industrial laundry situation.
Yeah, I would just think with doing that much laundry, she should be, you know, a little bit more better off than, you know, drinking cabbage water for dinner. But I don't know. Maybe it's a corporation that does all the laundry, you know, and she's making minimum wage. And
yeah, something like that. I mean, and she's 1, 2, 3. She's supporting seven people?
Six.
The four old people, herself and husband Charlie. And Charlie?
Oh, no, her husband doesn't exist in the first book, or in the first movie.
Oh, okay. Then not him. Then six.
Yeah, he doesn't exist in the old one.
Okay. Yeah, so that income divided among six people.
Yeah.
You know, plus rent, plus, yeah. You always get rent.
That at, you know, you have to get the tobacco for that jerk Uncle Joe.
Of course.
Grandpa Joe. And Uncle
only
Joe.
To find out he's been faking it all this time.
Yeah, he's like, oh, wait, we're going on an adventure? I can get out of bed. No problem. In fact, I can dance around this room like you've never seen. Almost like I'm a trained Broadway performer. I can dance around this room. And then I'm going to go and drink a fizzy lifting drink, and I'm going to fly around the room, and I'm going to do all kinds of stuff.
I'm about nearly get Charlie killed.
That's
disqualified,
right.
Even.
That's true.
Those ceilings had to be cleaned, sir. Cleaned.
Good day, sir. You get nothing. Anywho.
Yeah.
We're
back. So,
yeah. That board game brought to you by Insert Your Name Here, Fi. I'm assuming by this point no one's going to sponsor that segment, so I don't really need to insert their name here anymore.
At this point, I would say please don't sponsor that segment.
but for a classic segment, which will be brought to you by Mystify.
Mystify.
I am Hans.
I am Franz.
We just want to pump.
You up.
Someday we're going to get a cease and desist from Dana Carvey. But
100%.
Yeah.
I can always hope. All right. It was supposed to be a no things going on list, but then I got a list. So I'm going to try to fumble my way through this Mystify style. These look like maybe 3 stars. Punisher, Hulk, Storm, Scarlet Witch, and Psylocke. Ooh, that's not recently reworked Psylocke, is it?
Oh, buddy, it is.
Yeah.
Can I say I don't like her?
Sure.
She is put in the your opponents way too often in the Daily Deadpool, and she is dynamite.
Oh, good for her. I'm glad that that's working out.
My 2-star Magneto, Storm, and whoever go up against her. I've gotten whooped twice by her. Anyway, that was it.
Nice. All right. Well, things are looking up. Looking up for Psylocke. All right. In what appears to be... we'll say the 4-star. Agent Venom, Medusa, Luke Cage, Gwenpool, and Blade are all on the boosted list. They're all, I feel like they're all pretty much in the same tier. Yeah. Am I wrong? Am I misreading that?
I mean, I don't know, but to me, yes.
Yeah, I think so too. You know, there's some variance there, obviously, but most of them have merit. They're not just
I would probably go with Blade. Dud. You get enough red and he just auto attacks, and when he's boosted, that's pretty nice.
Yeah, I agree. And then the 5-star boosted characters this week: Venomsaurus Rex, Peggy Carter,
yay,
Omega Red, neutral.
No, sorry, the Discord cut me off.
Oh,
I whistled. Omega Red is by far my favorite.
Nice. All right, and the Miles Morales Carnage symbiote version. And, I hear good things about Omega Red and his AOE.
Yeah.
Just wrecking everything. So, that's some boosted characters this week. And in other news, over on the normal boosted list slash our cheat sheet here, we've got an Ecto-1. Ecto-1 in LEGO form is the build of the week, and it looks fantastic. I like every part of it. The doors.
Yeah,
there was a little engine. I love it.
Did you saw that that new Mario Kart set?
Yes.
I think I might need that to go with my giant Bowser.
You probably do.
Yeah.
I'm pretty certain that you do.
But the Ecto there, that is very nice.
Yeah. So listen to me now and believe me later. That is who's boosted. Thanks as always to Mystify.
Mystify. Ian, hit me with some pop.
I will, sir. Let me,
pop, pop!
Yes. I'll start with the pop, and it's more of a dud than a pop. So I was on the road this last weekend, so I got to stop at a Get-Go, and I got myself a orange cream Coca-Cola.
Oh, yeah. I liked it.
That makes one of us. At no point did I ever want my Coke to taste like that.
See, anything that tastes like baby aspirin, I am down for.
Not the Nope. I was like, why is this happening? I think I just pretended to leave it where I was and forgot it in my hotel room. So yeah, Craig loved it. The flavor could have been all right. I don't know. I don't know where my misplaced expectations are coming from, but they were deep and I couldn't overcome them.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just had a, you know, lifetime childhood memories of the taste of baby aspirin. So when I taste baby aspirin, I'm like, nice.
Nice. All right. So totally for Craig, not so much for Ian. But that is Coca-Cola orange cream.
I didn't try the zero one to see how it compares. I tried the fully sugared one.
Sure.
Yeah. No, I haven't tried the zero one. That's even less for me, I suspect.
Well, I like cherry zero. So
I believe you.
Yeah, I'm going to try the orange one. I just haven't.
All right. I hope it works out.
All right. What else you got?
What else do I have? I am going to advocate for what I believe to be a number two that should be ranked as a number one. And that, in the world of seeds, is the poppy seed, which is sadly overshadowed by the sesame seed. And I don't fully understand why. Is it because of its, like, nefarious side job? Does it give it out a bad reputation and make the sesame seed more powerful and more popular?
I don't know. Elaine fail that drug test.
Sometimes, but I mean, a poppy seed bagel is superior to a sesame seed bagel. A lemon poppy seed muffin is superior to all muffins.
By the way, Mythbusters did a full episode on the poppy seed and whether or not it will actually cause you to fail a drug test.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, definitely will.
Oh, nice.
They didn't get halfway through. They're like, we're going to do, like, we'll eat one, and then we'll eat another. And like, one was eating poppy seed bread, and the other one was doing the bagel. And they're like, we'll see just how much you have to eat in order to... Oh, we both failed.
Okay. Poppies.
So besides that, I don't know. They're it for me. I like poppy seeds on most things that, if you know, if I want it seeded.
Yeah. See, as you know, I'm not a big, like, nut eater. So sometimes to me, sesame seeds give too much of a nutty flavor.
Sure.
So yeah, I poppy seed doesn't do that.
I agree.
Yeah.
You think sometimes it has you get,
like,
a nice, well.
Kaiser roll with, you know, poppy seeds on top.
Yeah. Yeah. With a spiral top.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious. I feel like that's coming in my immediate future. Or at least the next 24 hours.
There you go. The poppy seed.
There we go. The poppy seed. Coca-Cola orange cream. You guys be the judge. I have passed judgment and it was harsh. Perhaps right. Uncalled for.
Here's the
thanks
this
as always
for.
To Magnify?
Magnify.
Do you have Steam open? That's the question.
I didn't. Yeah, you knew the answer was no. I am more off than on, but...
There's new people in there today, right?
Ooh.
Yeah, I believe so.
You guys like it when that happens.
I'm dropping a bomb. I'm hitting all 50, so...
Wow, do it, Doug.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna try and go through this as quickly as possible and just not care too much about the multiple fours that I'm getting. I got a Sam Wilson, a whole bunch of fours. Yeah, they're just flying by. Another Sam Wilson, that's two. I don't know what I'm on because I can't count that fast. Namor. Ooh, I like Namor. Need him. I got a Gorgon. A second Gorgon. Another Sam Wilson. A fourth Sam Wilson. And we're back to fours. Another Gorgon. A fifth Sam Wilson. And I got 1,400 shards in bonus for my Namor.
Ooh.
1,400 shards. That's... Wow. That's,
so you ended up
impressive.
With seven, right? That's about one in seven. So,
yeah, possibly.
There you go.
I'm going to have to go
well
back
done,
and
dude.
Count, but not bad.
I will contrast by opening one, and it's a four star, and it's Kate Bishop looking for trouble.
Looking for nub. I'm going to open 10. Why not? The first one, Imperious Rex. Hydra Stomper. Hey, that was a character. Oh, another Imperious Rex. Star-Lord. Wiccan. She-Hulk. Wiccan. Nova. Scott. And Wiccan. Oh, a lot of Wiccan. But there was lots of Namor in there, so. No, however, new Captain America. Denied. Oh. Denied.
Sorry, dude. It was a good try.
I ended up having 9 5 stars out of my 50.
Wow.
That's a good roll.
Average. All right. Thanks, as always, to this guy. Ian, what's on the podcast network?
The podcast network, which is known as the soon-to-be-named network, which can be found at the soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com website. You can get direct links to all of our shows and home pages here, working together on the network to bring you a variety for your podcasting day. Check us out, the soon-to-be-named network, soon-to-be-named-network.tumblr.com.
Coming to you with the constant variety of sport spanning the globe. Anything else for the good of the order?
I am fully satisfied. Thank you.
Yep, I think I'm good.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for joining in, listening in this week. Comment suggestions, please shoot them at the mailbox.
Bang, bang.
And and click on the Amazon banner and buy yourself some last-minute things for St. Patrick's Day, and we can all be very cheery. Let's see. Goodbye for now, and remember, kids, at intersections, look each way. A harp sounds nice, but it's hard to play. Get it, everybody. I have no idea what that would mean.
Goodbye, friends.
Good night.